Welcome to the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. This evening, we will be discussing lightworkers, healers, warriors of light, our tasks, duties, and including healers across the board in so many different areas, varieties, modalities. What does each one do, and how do we affect other things, people, places, energies upon the planet Gaia? We are all actually strategically placed across the globe, across this planet, and we are in places, areas where it is needed, where we need to be in order for us to distribute and expand this light even farther across this globe into the consciousness of all there is. Light is permeating this planet, whether you realize this or not, and it is shifting so many things going on. It is shifting consciousness of humanity. It is shifting all consciousness in all things, in all living things. Humanity is not the only species that is changing and transforming, but this awakening and shifting of energies is occurring in all walks of life, in all species, whether humanity realizes or not. Some do and others do not, but that is okay. It's all a part of this shifting of the energies and awakening and ascension processes that are continuously moving forward and accelerating in leaps and bounds beyond human consciousness. We are working the light system. We are working this light circuitry across our planet, and know that it may be difficult or challenging for a lot of us, and a lot of light workers, a lot of healers, light warriors are in need and support of healing themselves, ourselves, because everyone else who did not sign up for the role of a light worker or a healer, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they don't count. They do count. They matter. And they're part of the big picture. And they are also playing their role in this shift. But as a light worker or as a healer or however you may define yourself, a healing practitioner, facilitator, there are many things that many of us are and have been implementing, not only within our lives, but assisting and helping others to be able to help themselves and be able to heal themselves on many levels. And as we move through these energies and we shift in leaps and bounds, we need to adjust and keep adjusting and readjusting to the changes, because it is as if yesterday's energies was totally different from today's energies, and last week's energies will be extremely different from next week's energies. So we are basically the forefront runners of this shift. We are the pioneers, and I'm not saying that those that are far ahead in their processes are better than anyone else. No, that's not what I'm talking about, and that's not exactly how it works. Those that are far ahead, those that have fast-tracked in their processes and transformations and transitions, have done so for a better reason, for a greater reason. And they are way in the front, and with them being in the front, they have the capacity to assist those that are coming up, those that are just coming online to all of these changes that are occurring mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So they're not there to show and tell you how much they can do or what they can do. They're not there to impress upon you or upon anyone how great of an ability or abilities that they have. That is not what they are presenting. That is not how they represent the light. If you find yourself coming across someone such as that, that is looking down upon others as if they are better, since they are more knowledgeable than you or others, walk away. They are not working the light system as it should be done, as it should be worked. It needs to be neutrality. There needs to be a neutrality. They need to be compassion, and they need to be really strong and have much strength within them. Although, each of us are working through our own systems and processes, but their main focus should be on helping others, because when you accelerate and when you go faster and farther in your growth and development and process in ascension and in this shift, you automatically take on accountability and responsibility because you know better and you know more. So you need to watch yourself. You need to always check in with yourself and make sure that you don't have any spiritual egotism within your energy field, because that is so easy for many light workers to fall into that trap. And I find that if a person falls into the spiritual egotism of all of this, they have not thoroughly worked on themselves, on their ego. Your ego is part of you. You can never get rid of it. But what you can do is you can integrate the ego within everything and make it work for you. Make it work in tandem with you and not allow it to lead you astray or take you elsewhere. But spiritual egotism is a big one. And, it'll show its colors. I mean it'll be like a huge red flag to everyone. I've seen a lot of people energetically with spiritual egotism, and when I come across these people, I distance myself. I allow them to be and accept them as they are, because I understand that they are going through their own path and journey in development and growth. And therefore, I cannot stop them from being how they are being. They need to go through that process. They need to go through those things in order for them to release that and let it go and see it for what it is and actually become aware of it as well, because a lot of times, spiritual people, light workers, healers, cannot see that. They're blind. They become blind to it. So there's a lot of pitfalls and traps that healers, light workers, spiritualists light warriors can fall into if they are not too careful and they do not check themselves every so often. Because when you help a lot of people, when you're in the position of helping so many people on a healing level, there is a tendency to fall into so many different traps, especially if you are not capable or strong enough to transmute the energies that you are actually dealing with and working with your clients. So be very wary, be very careful as a healer, and as a client, be very careful of who you choose to have healings done on and with. You will know, you will be able to tell, you'll feel it. Because seeing a person in front of you won't really say much to you, and you won't get any much information except surface information and maybe hearsay, because someone told you that this person is good, or go to that person because they can do this or that, and maybe this other person and whatnot. But you will feel an uneasiness. You will not feel comfortable. Something will seem a little bit off to you. And when something like that happens to you, listen. Listen to your intuition, or like they say, your gut feeling and how you feel. And go by that. And always listen to it and abide by it, because it will never do you wrong. And it will lead you out of maybe something that you shouldn't have gone into or done to begin with, and would have saved you a lot of money in the short run. But light workers and healers, they have a lot of duties, a lot of tasks to do upon this planet. And it is continuous. It is ongoing. If you're a healer and you've gone into becoming a Reiki, certified Reiki practitioner, or any type of certified healing practitioner, you don't just go into that because everyone else is. You go into that for a reason. You're doing it for yourself first, and then secondly, you're going into it to provide a service and assistance in serving others. That is basically what all healers do. Although there are a few that do go into these healing areas and take a course, get certified under the guise of just being certified and just, you know, just having something to tell everyone else. You know, it's a trend, basically. For them, it becomes a trend. And they're not really utilizing those healing abilities. They only utilize it when, you know, when they want to be notarized or they want to be known as such and such. You know, you got to know these things. There are many people out there that do this, you know, and frankly, if I was a client and I was aware of this and I knew that this existed, this type of behavior and whatnot, I would not see those people, because I know and I would know well enough that they weren't serious to begin with getting into it. They just got into it because it was something everybody else was doing, and it seemed like a wonderful thing to do at the time. But, yeah, you gotta know these things because it happens. You know, people are people, humans are humans, and the ego is involved in this to some degree or another. At times, a high degree, because the ego likes to be stroked. And, you know, it's like saying, oh, yeah, I'm a certified healer, this, or I'm a certified Reiki person. And you don't do anything with it. You just whip it out when you feel like showing off or being cocky about it, you know. That's not the way to use it. It's not the way. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for anyone that uses these gifts in such a manner. And it probably is not going to work at all for you if you do decide to take that path and utilize it in not so good ways. I mean, you're a healer. You're becoming certified in these abilities that you probably already have within you, and just that now you're becoming certified in them. There's a level of responsibility that needs to be addressed here. And everyone needs to be responsible in what they're taking on, because they are going to be presenting and representing themselves as part of the healing circle, whether you realize it or not. But, you know, that's just one side of being a healer. But as healers, we do a lot more than simply laying down our hands on others and working with the energies, adjusting and helping people to adjust to energies and clearing and helping them clear. There's so much more that we do that is unseen by most of the people. We plant seeds. You know, and seeds, we plant them in good hopes that they may be watered and fertilized, but knowing that it is left up to the individual to do that and not be attached to the outcome. That's a very challenging thing as well. But I've been planting seeds in others for years, and it's not challenging at all for myself to be able to detach myself from any outcome. Whatever occurs, occurs. Whatever, you know, happens, happens. And I just leave it at that and move on to the next open land and keep planting and continually planting seeds. And I try my best not to influence others. I prefer to teach others to influence themselves, to be their own greatest influencer in everything. I just be by way of example. I give examples. I give scenarios. You know, I talk about my experiences, although our experiences will not be the same, maybe similar, but there are nuggets of wisdom and knowledge in everything that I do and share with others as a healer, as a energy life skills facilitator. I help others to realize and come to the realization of themselves, who they are, and how magnificent they truly are deep down inside. It is up to them to realize this and come to their own realization. I just put the bug in their ear, basically, and let them marinate with so many things. And I just walk away. I'm just a gardener. And that is how I see myself, as I am planting seeds as a healer. I do this, and I am positive that a lot of healers, lightworkers, do this as well in their own unique way. We all do it differently. We have different ways of healing, different types of modalities, what works and what comes through us, and how we process it and how we adjust to it, how we handle it, and how we can receive it and give it out. Teach others, help others, heal others, help others to heal themselves, passing knowledge and wisdom on, passing ancient knowledge and ancient wisdom on to others. It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing process that keeps going and going like the energizing bunny. It never stops. And we were born for this. We were made for this. And we also signed up for it. So if you are a healer, light worker, practitioner, you know these things. I don't need to go into further detail about any of this. And in fact, everything that I've mentioned so far, you already know. But for those that are just coming online, those that are just arriving to their abilities, arriving to the ascension and the awakening and the shifting of energies, these will be keynotes for you to remember, to take notes in your mind. You don't need to cling to them, because they will be changing continuously. The energies that we are in does that. Nothing remains the same. When you think you've come into some new energy, some new modality, that one will shift as fast as it comes in, while you're trying to adjust to it at the same time. So you're going to be at a state of continuum adjusting in these energies. It's just how it goes now. Don't attach yourself to any of it. You know, just go with that flow. Learn on the fly, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take each healer, each practitioner, each light worker to be able to go with the flow and do things on the fly, but yet be able to handle all of it simultaneously and not lose yourself to it all. That's the big challenge for all of us. But everything and anything is possible. Know that. Shed any limitations that you have still lingering in your energy field. Shed every single layer that blocks you, that creates boundaries. You don't want boundaries in your energy field. I know that there was a time when many light workers would create boundaries. Boundaries from negative energies, boundaries from certain people, boundaries from fear, boundaries. And that was in the old energies. That was in the old paradigm. We are beyond the old paradigm. And that was like, I don't know, a while ago, a long time ago. You know, and if you still have it lingering in your energy field, I highly advise you to release it and let it go. Because you're pushing light. If you're fast tracking as a light worker, as a healer, and you're continuously working on yourself, continually shedding all the layers and all the patterns that you've been ingrained with through society, from your family, from everywhere, from TV, radio, and all of that, you're going to be pushing light. Because as you get rid of everything in you, as you release and let go, you're making more space in you, because all of your bodies need to be expanded in order to receive much more higher frequencies and much more higher light. So you want to work on that if you have not, done so by now, and just release it. Release it, because you're not going to need it. You don't need boundaries. You don't want to create boundaries and keep others away from you, no matter what. What you're actually doing is you are tying up your heart chakra. You are closing yourself from all there is. And creating boundaries is connected to fear. So that only tells you that you still have to work on the fear that is still ingrained in your energy field. Work on that. You don't want to block anyone out from your heart. Your heart is powerful. That is the key. Love is powerful. That is the key. When you're in that heart center space, when you're pushing light, when you've done so much work and you continue to do so much work, and you know that your frequency and your vibration is so high that you're holding so much light within you, nothing can penetrate that. Nothing negative, nothing. You'll know it. You won't need any protection, as everyone used to do it in the old, outdated paradigm. Your protection is your light. When you're pushing so much light, you're actually incinerating anything negative, anything that is not good, before it even hits you. It's gone. It's totally gone. Because you hold that much light, nothing can penetrate that light that is not of the light, that does not hold that frequency and energy. Anything that is of low energy and low frequency has not got a chance when it tries to reach you. But you'll get there. If you're not there quite yet, you'll get there. I so believe and trust that all of you will get there eventually. I am sure that there are many who are already in those positions. And it's a very powerful position to be in. But it's a responsible position and an accountable position as well. It's not something you take lightly. But by then, you will know how to utilize it. You will know how it works within you, with you, for you, and for others, especially for others. But there is so many things a light worker and healers go through. And I'm just one of them amongst how many millions of others across the globe. And I commend you all. We are all connected. It doesn't matter where we are in time or space. We are connected at a much different level or platform because we are working the circuit of light and we continue to do so. I love it. And I'm sure you all love it too. Processes. It goes with the processes. It goes with our experiences. Everything that we go through and grow through. So I am hoping that there is somewhat of a better understanding of a few things that light workers and healers and practitioners go through. I know I'm not the only one that knows these things, but I am just spreading the light here. I am another bee amongst the hive, if you will. Thank you for listening to the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. I am your host, Bonnie Lee Fernandez, broadcasting all the way from the middle of the Pacific Ocean in the Hawaiian Islands, also known as Lemuria. Aloha.